Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During today's program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planning professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, and SIPC. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. If you don't want to see me, did a full 180, crazy, thinking about the way I was, did the heartbreak change me? Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm your host, and I'm joined by my co-host, Marion Gilman. How are you today, Marion?
I'm great. How are you, Mark?
Good, thanks. Another week.
Unbelievable, isn't it? February's almost over.
It is, 28 days. So, you know, one of the things that drives me nuts about February is when you line up the February calendar against the March calendar.
It's exactly the same.
It is, and it drives me nuts because I wonder whether I'm doing March or February. So be careful. I mean, don't duplicate your appointments.
But you know, next week when you hear us, it will be a new month, right? We'll already be in March.
It will be a new month. And what goes on in March besides St. Patrick's Day? Anything else that you celebrate?
You know, it comes in like a lion, out like a lamb, right?
You celebrate. Is that what March does?
Isn't that March?
I thought it was April.
No, April's a rainy month, right? I thought March came in like a lion and out like a lamb.
It could be.
I could be wrong on that.
Well, we've been wrong about a lot of things.
There you go, particularly the market, right?
And the weather, because we've just had this winter.
Oh, it's been winter?
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, where's the snow?
I'm not really sure. I haven't seen any.
No, we periodically get these little dustings, but by the end of the day, it's gone.
Oh, wait. So I was in Maine last week, and there was a little bit of snow here and there in Maine.
Oh, okay.
Well, leftover snow.
Not from last year.
Not quite, right?
So yeah. We are approaching the spring months. Red Sox start up with full workouts down in Fort Myers. So baseball season is starting up. Celtics are back from the All-Star break. They're starting up the second half of their season. The Bruins are in first place, doing really well there. So we've got a lot of exciting sports stuff going on in Boston.
We definitely do.
But you know, the market is still trying to figure out how to catch its footing right now. It feels like it's starting up well, and then it's like the chain falls off the bike. And
well, you know, I think what they say is very true, in that the market sort of gets ahead of itself, no matter, you know, in every way it moves. So we came into January, everybody thought stocks were looking great, we were going to have a great year, they started buying stocks, and then all of a sudden, sort of mid-January, it slowed, the upswing slowed down. It was, in a range. It just kept going up a little, down a little, but just stayed there. And then, you know, over the past week, it's been down a bit. So, you know.
And we'll have that.
But that's what happens.
Look, our goal is to shoot for a 6 to 8% return for our clients' portfolios over time.
Right.
And as we've mentioned many times, many, many times on this show, the likelihood of the stock market finishing up between 5 and 10% on an annual basis is so rare that it happens, right?
Sure.
But I think it was average. On average, you know, look at, right, you know, periods of time, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, it generally averages around there. And when I'm saying 6 to 8, that's like a 60-40 stock to bond kind of portfolio.
Right.
But I think we were looking back that it's something like 90 years. The stock market, the S&P 500, as the index, as it's calculated, and it's an unmanaged index, of course, it's returned between 5 and 10% only like 7 times over the past 90 years.
Yeah.
It's generally more or less.
But on average. And so that's the way it goes. And you have to think of it like that. Because honestly, if you look back and you look at what the returns were in portfolios in 2021, we had these enormous double digits. Everybody was in double digits. Bonds were in double digits. 2022, you know, you lost it all and maybe then some.
And so you look at the three-year report and you think, okay, I'm going to look pretty good.
Yeah.
But there's one thing that's really screwing up the three-year report. And in 25 or 30 days,
that is going to all go away.
And then it's going to look fabulous.
Then that three-year number is going to look great.
Don't get lulled into that. That's
right.
That's the only problem.
Another wrong sense of security.
So what was going on then?
So if you recall, here we are. We're taping this on the 22nd of February.
Right.
At this point, we're starting to hear about rumblings in New York. Remember, what was it?
Was it New York?
Well, it started in Oregon? Right, it started in Washington and California.
Washington, California. Yeah.
And then there was this rumbling, I can't remember the name of the town, it was a town in New York where this outbreak was starting to occur. And it was starting to get serious, and people were saying, my goodness, this COVID thing might not be a fake deal. It's starting to really ripple out and spread itself out there. And then it started picking up. And then on March 23rd, just 30 days from three years ago, tomorrow, the market hit its all-time low. All-time low for that period of time. It dropped almost 35% in 6 weeks.
Unbelievable.
And remember, we were asked to go back into our homes. Businesses were closed. Schools were talking about, how do we do this remote? Just schools canceled for a while because no one even knew how to handle it. You weren't sure whether you could even buy food in the store without leaving it out in the garage and letting it,
washing it off.
It was crazy. And basically they said, don't breathe on anybody because you could kill them. There was no such thing as a vaccine. There was no such thing as health protocols because nobody knew what to do. It was very scary.
Well, we closed the office. We didn't know what to do even.
No one knew what to do.
We never worked remotely.
Right.
Yeah, you know, we could, but we never did.
And as much as we wanted to blame whoever stood up to the microphone for a press conference, news briefing, health report, whatever it was, everybody was flying by the seat of their pants. Nobody really knew what they were doing. They were relying on experience and books that they've read and testings that they've done, but it was still unknown. It was a very scary time.
People were dying. I mean, they were literally dying every day.
I remember the picture of Italy. And remember they were using an ice skating rink as a morgue.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was disastrous.
It really was.
And we didn't know when we were ever going to be able to go out of our houses again.
Again, right. And so the market dropped. But 30 days later, from where we are 3 years ago, all of a sudden, things started to turn around in the market. Now, did things get better right away? Absolutely not. But all of a sudden, the market started to become a leading indicator, an indicator of where we were going to go. And so if we can remove the last 30 days, if you were to come into our office 30 days from now and say, hey, show me a three-year report, that performance number is going to look pretty good.
It certainly will.
Because all you're going to see is climbing out of a deep divot in the portfolio or in the markets.
And one of the things that's very interesting and one of the reasons that we were very optimistic about the stock market when it did turn around was that the Federal Reserve got up and said, we are going to support the economy. I mean, they were very clear about that. We were going to support the population of the United States. And they did that. They followed through. We still have the same president of the Federal Reserve Bank now, Jerome Powell, and he's been very clear about what he's going to do with interest rates. He has raised interest rates, and he has also told us that he's going to continue to raise them a couple more times. So I think at the beginning of this year, people got a little bit too optimistic and didn't think he was actually going to go through with that. But if there's one thing I think we've learned is you have to really listen to what he says.
Like they say, don't fight the Fed, right?
And you probably should believe it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so we will go through this period of time, but the United States is set for recovery.
Yes, for sure.
And to be a non-participant in the market can be a mistake, I think, for those who have time. And what is time? Not 10 years, not 20 years, 3 years, 5 years. And so I want to be sure that there are those that are being cautious about not being so cautious that they're not in the market.
Right. And you want to be sure to think about, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, well, I'm only a couple of years away from retirement. But when you retire, that doesn't mean you're taking all of your money and using it at that point in time. That money has to last for, 30 years? You could easily live 30 years in retirement, depending upon how old you are. 35 years. We have clients well into their 90s that are living healthy, active lives.
Absolutely. Yeah. And remember, when you hit retirement, for many people, you might have the confirmed income stream of Social Security. Maybe if you're lucky, you have a pension. But for the most part, you're bound to pull money from your collective investment portfolio, whether it's retirement accounts, personal investments, to sustain you for the rest of your life. And it's important that you have a strategy in place. And
to keep up with inflation.
Absolutely. And so remember this. So to talk about inflation, people sometimes put money in the bank.
Right.
And they would put money in the bank, and a lot of people have accumulated a ton of money in the bank. We're seeing this for individuals, for businesses, for charitable entities, for all sorts of organizations. They have a lot of money in the bank because they have a fiduciary responsibility. Certainly, entities do, to their shareholders, to their members, whatever it is, to not take too much risk. Yet the banks were offering a pittance.
Right.
And with the banks offering a pittance and inflation going at the rate that it was going, you were actually losing money in the bank. So were you truly being a fiduciary with the money? But things
Probably
have changed.
Probably not.
But things have changed, haven't they, Marion, with interest rates being higher?
They've changed dramatically. And some banks, you can see it with some banks are offering higher rate CDs if you tie your money up for a year. And you can get higher interest rates in the 4% range sometimes. Almost, didn't you tell me you saw one for 5%?
I saw a J.P. Morgan Chase one-year CD at 5%. Now, those go very quickly, but I did see that.
They do. They do. But, you know, again, there are also what's called money market funds, which are similar to a bank fund in that they pay a rate of interest and the principal doesn't fluctuate very much. But unlike a bank, the principal can fluctuate minimally. It usually doesn't, but it could. But those money market funds are paying a much higher rate of interest.
Very attractive rate right now.
That's correct, yeah.
And so you have to ask yourself, well, if I was able to get, maybe the bank was offering me a money market rate at 2%, yet some of these money market funds that are being offered through brokerage entities can offer me better than 4%. Not that I think you're going to drop below the dollar price, and that's what a money market is priced at a dollar. Even if it dropped to 99 cents, and if it did do that, it would be big news. It really doesn't happen, but it could. You are still making so much more money than you are at the bank. And we're very fortunate that we now have access to those.
Some of those money market rates,
At over 4%. Now, those can fluctuate every day. Values, rates can move every day in a money market account. But I don't see rates coming down anytime soon, do you?
I don't, no. I don't think the Federal Reserve is going to lower interest rates. Now, it could be that the rates don't go up much more than what they're at now, but you know what? So what? Mid 4%, 4.2%, 4.3%. Great rate.
Right. It's hard to believe that we can find like CDs that are paying 4.4, 4.5, that are FDIC insured that we can offer to
people. By the way,
people,
up until about 9 months ago, if you got anything more than zero, you were lucky.
Right. So, you know, these are things that I don't think the public is aware that there are some other options besides just going to their local bank to find what are called liquid investments.
Yes.
Or FDIC insured investments, even when it comes to like a CD. And so I invite anybody who listens to this radio show, who listens
we're
to this
so
podcast.
So used to having a radio
I know,
show, right?
Who listens to this podcast, who reads our newsletter to say, you know, if you've got a bunch of cash just sitting around earning nothing, and you're wondering, what should I do with this? I don't need to touch the money, whether it's personal, whether it's in your business account, whether it's money that you're managing for a corporation or for a religious entity or a charitable organization, whatever it is. There are better solutions out there now than just taking the pittance of interest rate that could be offered in a checking or a savings account. Of course, you want to be careful. You want to make sure that the money funds that you're setting up have the flexibility that you need to support the role that you have in managing this money.
And get that, you are able to get access to that money within a day.
Right.
You know, that should be the consideration. So it does take a day. Unlike a bank, it's not immediate that you can walk in and take out cash. It takes a day to make a trade out of the money market fund.
Right.
It is a tradable entity.
And then those dollars can be sent electronically to another entity that you might have set up.
Absolutely.
So if it's something that's worth talking about, I just think that the conversation has changed a little bit, Marion, with people who have accumulated all this money in cash and they're sitting there, they're going, what should I do with this cash? There are solutions out there, and we'd be happy to talk to you about some cash solutions. We'd also be happy to talk to you about your financial planning needs, understanding the big picture, making sure that you know where everything is and what everything is worth. Because getting serious about your financial planning strategy is really critical at this point. You need to be ready. These are some great opportunities to be investing. These are great opportunities for you to set your plan in place and to set yourself up for the future.
That's for sure. And you know, if inflation continues, not that I expect it to increase more, but if inflation continues at a higher rate, even if it levels off at, say, 4%, if it comes down and levels off, you still need to be prepared for that. If your costs are going up, you need to have an inflation protection on your money.
And that's what we call financial advice in a language you can understand. That's going to do it for us today. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back again next week with more Dollars and Cents with Mark and Marion. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye-bye.
I'm all good already, so moved on. It's scary. I'm not where you left me at all. So if you don't want to see me dancing with somebody,
dancing with somebody, dancing with somebody.
If you
Thank you for listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planning planner, tax professional, or attorney prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.